Now, we've talked with singers, we've talked with other creatives from Cinderella, and right now we have another singer in front of us, an ex-victim waiting to be interviewed. She just made a face when I said that. Amara Miles, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, you are a wonderful personality offstage, and I imagine on stage it becomes amplified. Can you talk a little bit about your character and the opportunities that you have to really kind of let yourself go on the stage?
Yeah, so I like to think of the stepsisters, Clorinda, and myself, Tisby, not as evil or ugly, because I can't be ugly. I like to think of them more as people. We came to the consensus that they are normal humans, and their surroundings have turned them into, unfortunately, people who become very narcissistic or very materialistic, which is not uncommon, so it's okay. But what I do like about this character is she is even more over the top than I am, which is surprising.
It's a hard ticket to ride there.
You would think that she has ADHD, too.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah.
I know you're in the throes of rehearsals right now, but so far, what would you say your favorite part of playing this role is?
What is my favorite part? You know, funny enough, I'm going to say the music.
Yeah.
There is just something about the music. I've always been a big Rossini girl, and just the way he adds ornaments to every single thing, it just blows my mind. Like, you wouldn't think to add so many things to your normal speech, but he just adds so many layers of colors.
Yeah. Well, speaking of ornaments, I was admiring your makeup job that you did on your eyes. And you have like butterfly wings coming out from your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And that's just your daily presentation, right?
My daily presentation also includes a pimple patch. So, yes.
What's the makeup look like for Tisby in the show?
You know, I don't know yet. Unfortunately, we're not at that part of the process.
Yeah.
But I just know she is going to accentuate my features even more wonderfully.
Yeah.
And, I'm not positive just yet.
But I need to see what that's like.
I know our makeup artist is going to throw in something fun.
What was your path to becoming a singer? I mean, what got you interested in opera in the first place?
So, very much like Sarah, I was very big into musical theater. My mother, before she passed, she put us both in a lot of acting and singing classes. No dancing, unfortunately. Like, she should have thought ahead. So I did that, musical theater, since the age of 5. I was a cellist, and that's what originally got me into classical music. And it was around 14 years old, just after my mother passed, that I was really down, and I couldn't think of anything to really bring me out of it. And classical music was the one thing that did that for me. And I told a few of my teachers in high school, you know, I think I want to be an opera singer. I think that's fun. And one of my professors, Miss Bethea, praise her, said, if you're going to be an opera singer, you have to know the great black ones. So she made me listen to Leontine, Denise Graves, Kathleen Battle. And that was a lot of the things that made me who I am. Oh, and Jesse Norman, may she rest. Mm-hmm. Bless her soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sang with Jesse Norman once, and I remember just like watching her sing and forgetting what I was doing the entire time.
Oh my gosh.
Just wonderful singing, yeah. So you were influenced by your mother in music. Was she a musician, or did she have talent?
She was a singer. She had a beautiful voice, but unfortunately she didn't have the chance to do that. So it is my honor to use that talent that she gave me, and the rest of my family, I guess, shout out to my grandfather, to use that talent and really use it to the best of my abilities.
Yeah, you're carrying the torch, as it were.
I certainly am, and I can't think of anything else that I want to do. Like, there are days where I don't want to get out of bed, or I am just so exhausted from the day before, and the only thing I can think of is, I just want to sing. I just want to sing to another person and make them feel the love that I feel for this art.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's a great reason to be a singer, I should say. Yeah.
And what's it like working with this cast? Because I know every cast kind of has its own personality and essence to it. So what's it been like for you so far?
It's been great, honestly. Like I said, we're still trying to get to know each other, but Sarah and I have known each other for about a year now, and we have a great camaraderie for that. But everyone in this cast is so talented and so knowledgeable about what they think should happen. So it feels like a really collective creative process versus just the I'm going to bring something to the table and you better bring something that matches.
Yeah. It can be hit or miss, you know, with an ensemble cast.
It
and
can.
This really is an ensemble cast. in Cinderella, which hasn't been done, as we mentioned before, at Toledo Opera. And I don't imagine that you've sung this role in the past, have you?
No, I have not. I have not. This is technically only my third year singing professionally, but this will be my second Rossini role. So praise heavens.
We get a little sample there.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. I did want to ask you about the resident artist program, because mm-hmm. like Sarah Mortensen, you're also in the resident artist program. What does that mean when you're a resident artist? What are you doing day to day?
I go everywhere. I sing everything that I can. This resident artist program is very big on exposure. So we do a lot of community-based programming. We do a lot of things outside of the area, but it's really just, we want to be known as good figures in our community. Even when I go to Wendy's, the only thing I talk about is that I'm an opera singer. It's kind of annoying. that is a blessing about this program. They make sure that we always get a chance to shine.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely. Thank you for talking to us and spending some time this afternoon. I know that you all are busy, and you just started rehearsals on Monday, so you're really getting into it now. And Amara Miles is singing the role of Tisby, right?
Yes.
One of the stepsisters, shall we say,
mm-hmm.
In Toledo Opera's production of Cinderella. Amara, thank you so much for joining us here on FM 91.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.